guys, welcome to the Twiniversity Podcast, a show created exclusively for parents of twins. I'm your host, Natalie Diaz. I am a mom of twins. I am also the Twiniversity founder, and I am the best-selling author of the book, What to Do When You're Having Two. Our goal at Twiniversity is to make sure that you always feel connected, we laugh at the little things, and we really do get to teach you a few tricks along the way. And that is what we hope this podcast is about to do. So welcome to Twiniversity. Today's episode of the Twiniversity Podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cybex. Cybex has a new game-changing car seat for your twinnies. It's called the Sirona M. The Sirona M has Cybex's exclusive SensorSafe 2.0 technology, which is integrated right into their 5-point safety harness chest clip. It syncs with the vehicle's receiver and a caregiver's cell phone to provide alerts to the child's well-being. And I'll answer the question for you, yes. Yes, you can sync up multiple seats to your app. You could also add your spouse, grandma, nanny, babysitter, and everybody so that everybody can rest assured knowing that your kiddos are always safe and sound when in the car. For more information on Cybex's Sirona M with SensorSafe 2.0, visit cybex-online.com. Before we begin our fantastic chat of the day, I want to give you guys a heads up that this has been previously recorded from a Facebook Live. So if you hear me referencing people, know that they are not my imaginary friends, but they were actual people that were participating in our discussion. So without further ado, let's get to it. So I'm going to begin at the beginning and say, happy bottle feeding day. I'm genuinely declaring it. Bottle feeding day, August 20th, whatever year this is, if it's even August 20th. There's so many days for so many ridiculous things, like Lumberjack Day. Not that lumberjacks don't mean anything. Or what else? What's like the craziest holiday that you've heard of? I think Left-Handers Day, that genuinely is one of my favorite ridiculous holidays. So, what's your favorite ridiculous holiday? Because we're making a holiday that's not so ridiculous. We're making a bottle feeding. How about just bottle feeding your twins day? Let's keep this one to ourselves. Let's not share it with everybody else because for God's sake, the whole world has a bunch of holidays. We're making one just for us. I know that there is like multiple birthday. Oh my God, Danette, Squirrel Appreciation Day. What do? On that day, do you buy like, you know, a bag of walnuts at Costco and then leave it out for your fellow neighborhood squirrels? It sure is. Okay, good. I really, honestly, Marnie, I thought you were going to just tell me that it wasn't August 20th. I'm celebrating Donut Day every day, Christine, so I don't know what you're talking about. It's donut year. It's 365 days of donuts, which is what I'd like. So let's get on topic. Let's talk. We're talking about bottle feeding your twins. I have a demo baby. Her name is Kara. Say hi, Kara. She is my neighbor's little bitty baby from American Doll. So sadly, Fred and Ginger are still spending the summer in New York City while I am out here in our lake house. It's horrible. It really is. But with the kids out of school, honestly, we need to like get a break out of our world's tiniest apartment. This house isn't that big at all. Actually, this house is only maybe like 200 more square feet than our apartment in New York City, but we're still super enjoying it. So here's what I wanna do today. I wanna know who you are, where you're from. I want to know, and tell me in separate comments, because people are going to go back and research this. Like they may want to say, oh, you're from Chicago. I want a friend from Chicago. I always recommend that people partner up. So first, I know who you are because it says your name on Facebook. We know that. But next, I want to know how old your twinnies are. So today we're talking about bottle feeding, but are you expecting? Are you cups? Where are you on the spectrum of bottle feeding? Because we're gonna go back to like super duper basics today. I don't actually think that we have ever gotten as basic as we are planning to do today. I have been literally doing homework for days about the things that I wanna talk to you about. We have a little curriculum of the things that we're gonna do. And remember, a lot of stuff that we're covering now online here, we will cover in our online. There's no sun up in the sky,
My freaking Wi-Fi is gonna be the death of me. I'm just letting you know now.
I'm trying, guys. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff that we're gonna cover today, and bear with me with the frozen, unfrozen. I am not going anywhere. Don't go anywhere either. I promise you it will be worth your time. I really do, because I got a ton of stuff to teach you. So as you could see, people are already telling us how old their kids are. Happy 10-month birthday to Courtney's twinnies. Look, and Danette too has 10-month-old twinnies in California. Dr. Brown's was patented in 97. Well, that totally makes sense because we started using them in 2004. 30 weeks with twins? Amy, how exciting. Okay. So we already got some questions coming in, and I do want to let you know that if you have any questions, just throw them into the comments below. And then Julie, who is our wizard here at Twiniversity, she is behind the curtain and she will text me messages as they come up. And now you'll see that I'm looking in 26,000 places. Kara is over here. My notes are over here. We have a ton of Dr. Brown's product behind me. Oh, and Orlando, we're coming your way soon, by the way. In April, we're coming down there. So Julie just put up the information for our New York City classes and online classes and Chicago classes. Please join us if you are expecting. We will be giving away some classes today. Yay! I get so excited. All right, so we're going back to basics. We're going back to our roots, and from my experience, mamas, I want you to chime in and I want your two cents on the topics that we're talking about today. I have never in the history of creation ever claimed to have known everything. I know like 2% of what the world has to offer. In the baby world, I would say I know 48% of what the world has to offer, but I'm going to depend on you right now for filling in the blanks and stuff that I'm gonna miss. So, talking about Dr. Brown's and being the best-selling bottle in the United States, one of the first things that always comes up is people ask me, Nat, do I use plastic or glass? So survey out there for my families that are there, do you use plastic or glass? What are you using? I wanna know. I'm gonna tell you this girl's two cents though. My two cents is that back in, believe it or not, it was only in 2012 did the FDA step in and say, listen people, no more of this BPA business. And what BPA actually is, and if I say it wrong, don't make fun of me. It's bisphenol? Bisphenol as I'm spitting too, bisphenol A, bisphenol A, which is what the BPA stands for. And what they believe this bisphenol A does is it actually changes your brain. In addition to brain changes, it can be linked to certain cancers. In addition, this is like, not that those two weren't bad, because those are horrific, but it also can bring on early puberty. Did you know that? That's kind of crazy. So the FDA finally in 2012 was like, no more of this. We're not going to do that. And then everybody's like, oh, okay. And of course, these are for bottles that are sold in the United States. So if you are buying bottles overseas, I cannot guarantee that they are BPA free. But wait, there's more. So now one of the reasons why Dr. Brown's receives so many acclaims and awards and really is the top choice of families is that in addition to being BPA free, it is also PVC free and phthalate free. So they have gone extra steps and like, hey, listen, we know that there should be less things in these bottles, and that is why Dr. Brown's Pure Preemie bottles are used throughout a majority of hospitals within the United States. So, oh, I'm realizing I'm looking at the wrong camera. I'm looking up there. I should be looking down here because we changed. So now, people are like, but plastic, plastic's the devil. We can't use plastic. We're only going to be using glass. Glass is heavy. Glass can break. When you are thinking about it, I know you want what's best for your baby. And guess what? So do I. I'm not like, hey, let's give our babies the most crap that we could give our babies. We're saying we're gonna give the best to our babies. And I could assure you that Dr. Brown's bottles are what's best for your babies. And the plastic, they do have glass bottles, so don't get nervous. And if you're like, I wanna use glass bottles because you want their pretty awesome venting system, have no fear that they do have the glass bottles, but I would always recommend the plastic just because they're lighter. And you know, Kara is tiny, right? So our little baby Kara is so tiny, she can't hold the glass bottle. It's too heavy for her. Kara, you can't be a power lifter. So yeah, plastic bottles are what we recommend for all of our twin families at Twiniversity, but of course it is a preference. So now let's go back even before that. Let's get down to brass tacks of bottle feeding. How the heck do we know when these babies are hungry? Kara, I love her to death. She's a great little baby. Kara, you're the best, but how do I actually know when you're hungry? Well, things that I'm gonna look for when Kara's hungry. Kara is going to be moving her little mouth. She'll be opening her little mouth and she'll be moving her head side to side. She'll do kind of this like, oh, please, I'm so hungry, okay? So Kara will keep doing that. Next thing, Kara will stick her tongue out. She's not gonna be like, ah, like here's what's happening, but she'll put her tongue out because she's like, hey, I'm looking for something to grab onto, rooting. Thank you, Marnie. She's not a top fan for no reason, kids. So, and the next thing that you're gonna look for is putting their hands in their mouth is another big sign. But here's the funny part. When they cry, it's often a late sign of hunger. So you're like, oh, the baby's crying, she must be hungry. There are so many signs that we could look out for before they get to that cry that could be very beneficial to your baby. So what I'm saying is look for the signs of hunger. And if you're worried about it, you should all be on a schedule, right? I talk about it all the time, how twins need to be on a schedule when your babies are first hatched, right? So they're born into the world. Oh, it's a girl. Ah, it's a girl. So when she's first born and she's in the NICU or she's in the nursery, she is going to be on a feeding schedule. Now, if your hospital no longer offers a nursery and you're like, oh, I gotta take care of this kid, the nurses will remind you that you have to feed your baby and you should be feeding your baby every 3 hours around the clock, 24 hours a day. Now, of course, this is ideal, right? This is the best case scenario. Does that mean that that's what's gonna happen? No, if you had a difficult C-section or a difficult delivery or lost a little too much blood, there's a lot of reasons why you may not be able to breastfeed that baby or bottle feed that baby 24 hours a day around the clock. So don't get stressed. This is not an all or nothing situation, okay? So now how much are they supposed to be drinking? How do we know? How are we gonna know, Kara? How do we know how much you wanna drink? So what I always say to my families is there is a recommended guideline, and it's a guideline, it's not a law, it's not a hard rule, this isn't like the things that we have, but a guideline, a general guideline. And Julie too, if you could repeat these, that would be great if you could just type them in as I talk to you about them. So, oh, by the way, everybody, congratulate Josh. Him and his wife are 33 weeks pregnant. Woo, 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 congrats, Josh. Okay, so what we're gonna do is when your baby is first born, you could expect, so Josh, this is for you. When the babies are first born, you could expect them to eat 1.5 to 3 ounces every 3 to 4 hours, depending on their birth weight, right? They may want you to feed them more, they may want you to feed them less, but you could expect that your babies first hatched will be drinking from 1.5 to 3 ounces every 3 to 4 hours. Now, after that, we graduate into the 2 month period. So when they're first born, their bellies are like a tiny little marble. They don't need a lot of food, so don't panic if your breast milk isn't coming in and you're just like, oh my gosh, Kara, I'm not ready, my milk's not in. Don't get panicky, it will be fine. So now, the next thing is 2 months. At 2 months, you could expect them to drink from 4 to 5 ounces every 3 to 4 hours, depending. Now, this right here is the key of why I tell everybody, when you are buying bottles, do not buy the 2 ounce, the 3 ounce, the 4 ounce. You go right to the 9 ounce bottles. This right here is about 3.5 ounces. That's here. So yeah, it doesn't look like a lot. Look, it's 3.5 ounces, but that's a lot. That's a lot for this bottle, and you're gonna go up the food chain real quick. And so buying the tiny bottles, it's just ridiculous. It's a waste of money. I know Dr. Brown's of course would like for me to say, buy the feeding set, which has the tiny bottles, just skip it. We have to buy so many bottles, and if you wanna take a guess how many we recommend, throw out your guess right now. If you guess the correct amount of Twiniversity recommends that you buy for Dr. Brown's bottles, you will win a $10 Amazon gift card, okay? So how many bottles do you need to buy? Throw that in right now. Random winner, prize time. Didn't even do prize time because now it's a quiz. Now I wanna know how many bottles. If you're expecting, Josh, you hear me? You should have read our guidelines of what you should register for, and these puppies are definitely on there. So how many should you register for? Julie, tell me when we have a winner. Okay, so now, our 2 months, 4 to 5 ounces. Our 4 months, 4 to 6 ounces, okay? So 4 to 6 ounces is what your baby should be drinking when they are 4 months old. And once again, this is every 3 to 4 hours. Next, at 6 months, I should be drinking. By 6 months, I am not drinking that heavily yet. That usually starts at around 13 years old when they turn into teenagers. So at 6 months old, they should be drinking 6 to 8 ounces of breast milk or formula. So those are the guidelines. I love that I am going to tell you that I'm gonna give you a few more seconds, and Julie, I saw your message, but I'm gonna give you a few more seconds. And then actually, if anybody's going to the book and reading this, I'm gonna be so mad at you because that's cheating. But the answer to our question of how many bottles you should be buying is 20. All right, that's a lot of bottles. Now here's the great part. When you buy the bottles, do not open all of the packages until you need to use them. So when you get them and they come in the package, leave the package sealed until you're ready to use them and you could just wash them. Why? Why am I saying buy so many? Because that is a lot of money. I know how much money it is. You do not have to tell me I have purchased 20 Dr. Brown's bottles. You're gonna be using 16 bottles for their feeds per day. So 16 is what you're gonna use without having extra. I always recommend that you should have 2 bottles that are in the car and 2 bottles in your diaper bag so that no matter where you are always prepared. Even the ones in the car, you could keep in their original box. If you find that you overpurchased, then return them to the store. Don't open them and just start going crazy. You should sterilize them on the first time. Sterilizing is not difficult. You could use a microsteam bag that coincidentally, purposefully, whatever you want to say it, Dr. Brown's also does make. But yeah, 20 bottles is what we recommend. Congratulations, Christine, you are the winner. Everybody congrats, Christine. Everybody say congratulations to Christine. She just won our Amazon gift card. We're gonna have more prizes throughout. Do not get nervous. Now, one other thing that I wanna tell you is that babies drink, this is the guideline, remember. So 2 months, 4 to 5, 4 months, 4 to 6, 6 months, 6 to 8 ounces, but your babies will go through growth spurts and they will want more milk. So between 7 and 14 days is usually a growth spurt. 3 to 6 months, there's usually a growth spurt in there. 4 months, there's a growth spurt, and 6 months, there's a growth spurt. So if you notice that your kids are drinking a little bit more, do not get panicky, that is totally normal. But if you're worried, always ask your pediatrician, hello, how are you? Make sure that you are on first name basis with your pediatrician, and always make sure that they're taking the lead. Because the one thing that I could tell you is that while I'm giving you general guidelines, if your babies were born prematurely, if your babies had twin-to-twin issues, there's a lot of reasons why the numbers should be changing. But of course, I do not know you and your babies.
So that is just my recommendations. Now let's talk the next thing. The next thing I want to talk about is formula versus breast milk. The great debate, dawn of time. I feel like this has been an argument since the dinosaurs. It's probably like your first argument that you're gonna have, perhaps with somebody that is, you know, the like the mega breastfeeder who's like, how could you even consider giving your baby a bottle? How could you consider giving your baby formula? I wanna say, guess what, guys? Nobody lives in your house. Nobody lives your life. Nobody walks in your shoes. You know what's best for you and your family. But, right, there's always a but. I will tell you that breast is best. So if you're still pregnant and you're like, I don't know, I'm gonna tell you, and this is like the God's honest truth. I have done classes where people were like, I don't even wanna talk about breastfeeding. I'm just gonna go right to bottle feeding because of XYZ. And then I say, but guys, like, do you even know why we breastfeed our babies? And let's say we just wanna be super selfish, because I could say that, yeah, of course, breast milk is a perfect cocktail made for our babies. It's the perfect balance of nutrients, vitamins, and protein, right? I know that you got that. And fat, by the way, plenty of fat in your breast milk. Love that. So it was specifically made for your children. That's the first benefit of them. The second benefit is that it is chock full of antibodies, which protect your baby and help them fight off viruses and bacteria. You cannot find that in formula. That is the biggest reason of why I tell people to always try breastfeeding, right? So if you breastfed, I do wanna know, and it's not like a walk of shame if you didn't, I am fine. I did both. I did formula feeding and breastfeeding out of the gate. I wanna be on the record and say that when I say what I, like, know that I mean what I say, and I don't like when people are too much on a soapbox about like breastfeeding, breastfeeding, breastfeeding. No, yes. Try to breastfeed. I like to educate you and tell you why I want you to breastfeed. Now let's talk selfishly for a second, because you know that breastfeeding can be actually very selfish and wonderful. First of all, you burn calories like nobody's business. So by breastfeeding, your body is working that you burn an excessive amount of calories. Love it. Getting down to our pre-pregnancy weight. What, Kara? I said it, I did it. Next thing, it releases oxytocin, and oxytocin is like this magic inside of us, which does a million things in addition. And I think one of the most important is that this helps shrink the size of your uterus after delivery, so you go back to normal quicker, and it also helps kind of slow down the bleeding post-delivery. So I would say that's another selfish reason, right? But I'm also gonna tell you, here's like the big selfish reason. Do you know that statistically, people who breastfeed have a lower incidence of breast cancer and ovarian cancer, and it could also reduce your risk for osteoporosis? Hi, I didn't know about the osteoporosis until today when I was researching it, had no idea. So I've always been, you know, like, try. If you can't though, don't stress, man. Kara's gonna be fine. So there is formula. It is completely safe. Completely 100% safe. I promise you, you are not putting chemicals into your babies. You should not have any guilt, but you should speak to your pediatrician about which formula you should be using. If you've gone into a Walgreens or Rite Aid or Wegmans or Albertsons, wherever the heck you're buying your formula, and you look on the shelf, it is overwhelming. The choice is overwhelming with all the formula choices out there. So speak to your pediatrician and find the one that is best formulated for you and your babies. They have breastfeeding supplemental formula for mamas that are doing both. They have formulas that have a higher calorie if your little babies need to gain a little bit more weight. They have formulas that are soy-based, formulas for gentle stomachs. They have like super duper potent formulas that are, you know, better for your baby if your baby has a lot more digestive issues. So know that it is not like, oh, my babies are gonna be born, I'm gonna use this, here's what's gonna happen. Not so easy. And your babies could be on separate formulas, which is why I don't have any. Julie, could you link this to them too? What I think is crazy and wonderful is that Dr. Brown's actually sells bands that go around your baby bottle, and what they do is they can distinguish one bottle from the other. If you don't feel like buying bands, you could buy Mabel's Labels. Mabel's Labels is dishwasher safe, you know, just totally safe all around, won't wash off.
You could put a little label on whose bottle this is. So when my twins were born, Anna was on a much more like almost like a medical based formula, where Johnny was drinking like everyday nonsense. Like that's it. Like he could have even had the Costco stuff. It didn't matter. But I could not tell in the bottles which was which. So you have to make sure that you are labeling which bottle has which. Have any of you had your twins on separate formulas? I would love to hear from you. And if you could share a little bit of your story, that would be fantastic. So I do want to let you know about the formula thing. Now, we already talked a little bit about the plastic versus the glass versus there's even these liners. Now guys, here's the crazy thing. One thing that I did not know up until today, and like I'm getting right in there so we could like talk about this. One thing that I did not know, I mean, I always knew that I love Dr. Brown's, but did you know that the majority of Dr. Brown's bottles are made within the United States? And guess what? It is literally on the box. So some products are made here, some products are not, but if you're like, which ones were made here, at the bottom of the box, could you see that? I don't know if you could actually read that. But these bottles specifically say made in the USA. These were made in the USA. Yeah. I mean, I think it's really outstanding. I did not know that. Most of our baby products are made outside of the United States. I could tell you that there's companies like, right, like Step 2 is made here. So these are made in the US. And I'm not saying like pro US for all of my families that are outside of the country. What I am saying is because they are made within the US, not only do we know that the product was regulated, but the factory was also regulated. So this is my understanding of what it is. But there are certain requirements that we have here in the US which are not always done overseas. So I do feel better. I really do. I genuinely feel better about telling you that. So that may be something that you want to look into. So Siobhan just said that one was on regular formula and the other was on Alimentum Nutramigen. I am right there with you, my friend. I had the same issue. The Nutramigen or the Alimentum sometimes can be darker, but in the middle of the night, like if that bottle is prepped, you may not be seeing so much what, you know, whose bottle is whose. So we already talked about the plastic. We talked about that, the PVC, phthalate free, numerous awards, blah, blah, blah. We love it so much. Now, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. I got my burp cloth. We're gonna feed some kids. So I wanna give you rules. And now I wish that there was like some kind of like chorus, orchestra, not orchestra, organ music behind me and be like, the golden rules of bottle feeding by Natalie Diaz. And then I want the echo. So I made up some golden rules that I want you guys to really consider following. And I almost want to say, well, I always say my word is not law. I'm going to tell you a lot of things that I'm going to tell you right now should actually be considered law in your house. The very first one, which is so important, please, please never mix breast milk and formula in the same bottle. That is my first law of breastfeeding. The first law, I'm gonna have a tablet on my tab, but it's gonna be an iPad because that's what a tablet is today, right? I'll kill myself. I'm so funny. So never mix breast milk and formula. Never ever, because if you do and the baby doesn't finish that bottle, you have to get rid of it within 1 hour. After 1 hour, bacteria starts to be built up and it's garbage. So if you had breast milk and you had formula, please do not do that, okay? If you're a mom, yeah, Kathy, shout out. Kathy's saying it's law too. So never mix breast milk and formula in the same bottle, all right? Can I see a pinky promise? Type in pinky promise, guys, that you're never gonna do that. Never mix breast milk and formula. I wanna actually see you guys. For everybody that's out there, type pinky promise because that'll make me feel better. Ready for our next law of bottle feeding by Natalie Diaz. Law number two, never use a microwave. Please,
please, please, for me, for your kids, for your spouse, for your grandparents, everybody, never use a microwave for, you know, heating up your formula. Let's go back to using that. You can use it for popcorn. You can use it for warming up last night's leftovers. You can use it for warming up coffee if you're the type of person that could only drink hot coffee. But you should never, ever, ever use it for warming up breast milk or formula or any other beverage that you are going to give your children. Can I get a pinky promise? What? Julie, did you know that I was writing up new laws? Because I've been watching way too many Handmaid's Tales. That's what I literally binge watched this entire weekend. And I'm like, wow, I can start my own government. And it's going to be called the Government of Bottle Feeding Rules. So never use the microwave. Why? Because I do like to tell you why. When you heat things up, and you could see this if you've ever warmed up rice in the microwave, you could heat it up too much and the core temperature could get hotter than the outside temperature. So when you feel it, you're like, oh, it's cold, no big deal. But the inside core is like lava. If your baby drinks lava, need I tell you, lava and baby drinking, not okay. It will burn their lips, their gums, their tongue, their throat, their esophagus, their larynx, their esophagus, their stomach. They are so small that from the time that the baby takes a sip from here to there, it will still be hot. Please do not use a microwave. I do love that you are pinky promising me. Next rule, my next law of Natalie Diaz bottle feeding laws. Please make sure that you are using the correct nipple. How do I know, Nat? How do I know which one is the correct nipple? Why, I'll tell you, Marnie. I will tell you which one it is. So, yes, we are anti-lava drinking. Julie, could we make that a meme, please? We always say we're gonna make our own. Could that be we're against lava drinking at Twin University? So, with Dr. Brown's, when you buy certain bottles, okay, and please note too, I gotta show you this now because now I feel like we're so into this conversation. If you're buying replacement nipples or buying the next set of nipples that you're gonna graduate, please know that there's two different sizes. This is for the long neck, right? And this is for the wide neck. We can have a whole discussion on this. So now when you buy bottles, most of them will come with a level one. Could you see that it says one on that? Do you see that it says one? Look, you can see it! Don't judge my manicure, it's been a while. Do you see that it says a level one now? Now, as you progress, and like you say, we're moving into like the transition bottles. Could you see this? This is the two-in-one transition bottle. This transition bottle comes with a nipple already on it, but then does have a sippy cup transition. I could swear I had them out. I'll show you that in a minute. Now this nipple is a level three. Could you see that? Oh, let's see, can you see that? Could you see the number three? So this nipple is, or lipple, whatever you'd like to say it, this is a level three. Everybody should start at a level one, if not a preemie flow, depending on how old your kids are. Kathy, you could find them on Amazon, and we found them on Amazon. I'm sure you could find them on Amazon too. And Kathy, by the way, is talking about that she couldn't find a preemie nipple. It's a slower flow. What the level is, what the number is how fast liquid is going to come out of this. So at a level one, this is going to mimic most breasts. So this is going to be the slowest flow. Then you will graduate to a level two. A level two is a significantly faster flow, but still not the fastest that it goes. And then you will eventually move up to a level three, which is the quickest flow. So Nat's golden rule, please. Always make sure that you are using the correct nipple. Now, before this live feed began, we were very fortunate to get some questions that came in, and I don't even know if Megan's on with us. But Megan was saying that she has a slow eater and a faster eater. Now, how do we know when to move the nipple level,
right? And by the way, I love saying nipple. It's not weird in my house. Your house, it might be weird to say nipple. My kids don't even blink when I say it. Or I could talk about placenta and uteruses and vaginas and whatever. My kids don't even care. Because look at the industry that I'm in, which is good. I love that when my daughter, when it's time for her to breastfeed, she's going to be like, I got this. I know what's happening. I know what a good latch looks like. Weird, but wonderful. So I'm thankful. That's what I'm thankful today, that my kids, like, this is all normal to them. And I think it should be normal. So how do I know what level nipple to move up to? Well, what I recommend, and this was, I was talking to a dad in New York City, Jay, who was like, I don't know what to do. I'm worried about it. How do I know when to go? Yeah, Jay, you're right. How do you know when to go, Jay? You got 1,000 things to worry about. How the heck are you supposed to know? So what I always recommend, if you are contemplating changing from a level 1 to a level 2 or a preemie to a level 1, do not do it until you speak to your pediatrician. And don't just be like, hey, Dr. Keith, I have an idea. Let me do this. I think I want to do this. Don't. Go to the doctor. You go there enough anyway. Bring your bottle with you. Make the appointment during feeding time. Feed the babies in the office and say, hey, doc, is this what's happening? Like, is this, do I need to go to a faster flow? Am I holding the bottle incorrectly? Does she have a lip or a tongue tie? Is that why she's not drinking fast enough? The doctor needs to physically see what's happening. What we learned with Jay is that when Jay was, and Jay is a stay-at-home dad, was raising these kids, really an exceptional parent, and he was like, Nat, I'm telling you, I'm seeing that this baby is having reflux issues or whatever. And I'm like, guys, you have to feed the baby in the office, because you could tell your doctor a million times, this is what's happening. This is what I look like. You know, this is what the baby's doing. But until that doctor could see it with his or her own eyes, it may not be that obvious that, you know, something needs to change. So please promise me that you will always use the correct nipple for the age of your baby, the age and stage. And this, by the way, I shouldn't say age and stage, it's stage. Age does not come into factor. You do not say like, oh, it's 6 months, we're gonna move to a level 3. No, that is not the way that it goes. You have to move according to the speed of your baby and for how much they can handle it. But wait, there's more. So now I told you, you're gonna start off with the level 1 and eventually you're gonna get to the level 3. Don't throw level 1s in the garbage. Keep your level 1 nipples. Level 1 nipples, when you are flying, it's like a gift from God, because it will have a slower flow. And so when the baby is on the plane, the baby will have to take bigger, like smaller sips and bigger gulps, which really helps with their ear pressure. That tip was given to me by a flight attendant 13 years ago, and still to this day, one of the best tips that I have ever gotten. So please make sure that you always are using the correct nipple with whatever stage your baby is in. Now, trick question, does that mean that your babies might at some point be using two different level nipples? I'm Hulk Hoganing it, guys. All right? So what is it? Will they be using two separate nipples? Yeah, of course they may be. You know, right now we were talking about Megan, and Megan was saying how she's got a slow eater and a faster eater. You may want to level the playing field, but please make sure that you are always making sure that you're giving the right baby the right bottle, and you're assembling the right bottle if they are using two different level nipples, okay? All right, now, are you ready for our next law of breastfeeding? Bottle feeding. The next law is never prop a bottle. Never prop a bottle. Chant it with me. Never prop a bottle. Come on, guys. Never prop a bottle. I cannot stress this enough. This is law. Never prop a bottle. If you prop a bottle, what happens? I'm so sorry that I'm going to have to demonstrate on Kara what happens. I am now going to make some chicken soup, warming up a cup of tea from earlier today. I got to put this on because I got to bring Kara back to her rightful mother after this. I borrowed Kara. Kara's a borrowed baby. Guys, I love you, by the way. I really do. You guys are the best. You know that you're the best, but like you really are. So now what happens? We prop this bottle. This milk is coming out. Okay, by the way, there's a brand new bottle, so it's not gonna come out that quick. But this bottle, look, the milk is coming out. Drip, drip. Now I prop this bottle. This baby does not want to drink anymore. This baby's like, you know what? I don't want any. And now this baby is like, I've had enough. I've had enough. And when your baby is putting their tongue against this nipple, more is gonna come out. So the baby's trying to say like, save me, I don't want it, I don't want it. And she's trying to push it out. But because parents are not thinking, when your baby is pushing it out, she's actually increasing the flow of what's coming out of this bottle. And your baby could aspirate and your baby's gonna choke and there's bad things that are gonna happen. Now, does that mean that you intentionally tried to put your baby in harm's way? Absolutely not. I know you would never do that. I know anybody who, by the way, is checking Twiniversity and watching a live feed. We are not the type of people that are going to purposefully injure our babies ever, but accidents happen. You have the best of intentions. You're like, hey, Carol, listen, I just need to run and sign for the Fed my 18,000th Amazon Prime package today. Please, 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 please do not prop the bottle. Just stop feeding Kara for 2 seconds. It is not your fault, God forbid something, well, it would be your fault, God forbid something happened. But I am telling you right now, please do not prop a bottle. Okay, I love that you guys are saying this. I love that you're serious about it. And because we've now had serious time, let's bring it on up. What time is it, guys? What time is it? What time is it, guys? Guys, technically we only have 10 more minutes of this live feed and I have about 800 more tips to give you, but it is prize time. And right now, I would love to give away a seat in either our New York City or Chicago or online class. So please, if you would like to join us for a Twiniversity class, if you are expecting, no matter where you are on God's green earth, you have access to Julie and I through Twiniversity classes. I think I'm teaching September 2, right, Julie? I don't even remember. I think I am. But if you would like to join us for an online class, if you are expecting or have kids, I would say no more than 1 month old at this time, because that's who could get the best benefit from it. I really, really, really would love if you just say, I want to come to class. I want to come to class, and Julie will pick a winner and you guys will have access. We'll send you a code to use for our online class or in-person class. It is entirely up to you. Best part is if you go to our in-person class, you will get to meet Julie or I. Yes, it is very extraordinary. It's a fun experience because basically what we're doing here now for an hour, I do for 3.5 hours in New York City twice. We have 2 classes. So yes, if you want to come to class, just say that I want to come to class and that is what we will do for you. Okay, now there is so many more things. Can I, for my moms who have their babies already, can I ask you guys a question? We're actually already developing a new class for parents that have kids from 6 months to 1.5 years old. What are some things that you would like us to cover? I would love, love, love if you would just let us know. Like Marnie, I would love to know what you think we should have in that class specifically, because you know already a lot of what we do. So if you can just let us know, I would be very grateful. So yeah, my gosh, how exciting. Everybody wants to come to class, Kara. I can't believe they love us. Okay, now next thing. You ready for our next law of breastfeeding? We should have titled this laws. Why do I keep saying breastfeeding? I'm out of my mind today, guys. Bottle feeding. Where is my coffee? I just thought about that. Yes, there's a squirrel. Whatever. Julie, go ahead, make fun of me. The next law that I want to have of breastfeeding is please don't force feed your baby. If you're feeding your baby and your baby is now rejecting your bottle, please don't be like, babies, drink it. You have to drink it. She doesn't have to drink it. She does not have to drink it. She should drink it. We should try to coax her into drinking it. But please do not force feed this kid. All right. There is some crazy studies that show that babies that are like, you got to eat, you got to eat, you got to eat, turns into finish what's on your plate, finish what's on your plate, finish what's on your plate, turns into childhood obesity. Just throwing that out there, letting you know. Oh, Jennifer, picky eaters are always a good one. Early intervention. We could have a whole discussion on early intervention. You guys know that we were in therapy for 7 years. Me and my twins. Not me. I should still be in therapy. But no, the kids received services from early intervention for a very long time. And know that that is very, very common. Did Josh win? Josh, did you win? I see Shimon said congrats to Josh. Congrats, Josh. I'm so happy that you get to join us. I can't wait to meet you, whether it's in the online class or in New York City. I will meet you. Get to New York City, though. It's so much more fun and dinner is included. What? I said it. So yeah, don't force feed your kids, please, please, please. And we are coming to a close and I'm getting nervous because I have so many more things that I want to tell you. Nat, print these up and offer them to people who already have your book. Yeah, you know, honestly, we already talked about that, Kathy, is that like I make up my laws. I probably should print them up. I'll send them to Julie. We'll come up with a list of breastfeeding laws. Breastfeeding. Why do I keep saying that? Ah, bottle feeding. Bottle feeding breast milk is really what I'm thinking because that is what we did. We bottle fed breast milk. I did not like breastfeeding at all. I did it because I had to, but really, absolutely, it was just crazy. So yeah, I see that somebody wants it. Orsola? How do we say your name? You want to come to class in New York City? We just picked another winner. Jewel, please invite her to my class in New York City. I would love, it's actually next week. I hope that you can make it. But please, I hope that if you can make it, you are more than welcome to be my guest in our class in New York City. I would love to have you. I never get to have people in New York. Everybody's in the online classes. But yes, if I can, please, I would love if you could join us. So Jewel, could you send her a link for that, please? If she could come next week, I hope that she can. All right. Now, my next kind of laws were that we didn't get to cover as much were toss after an hour. We already talked about that. Have enough bottles for the day. We already talked about that. Always make sure that you are testing the temperature of the milk. Okay, don't be like, oh, it's cool enough. Never make assumptions. Always assume that you are going to burn your child and double check. Same thing with the bath water. Never assume. You know what they say about assuming? You guys know what they say? It makes an ass out of you and me. That is what they say about assuming. So never assume when it comes to parenting or really anything else in your life. Don't ever make assumptions. Now, those were the things that I came up with today. I did really, really, really want to let you know that why we partnered with Dr. Brown's. And by the way, Dr. Brown's is one of our oldest partners here at Twin University. And when you come to class in New York City, you do get like the mother of all swag, including Dr. Brown's bottles and stuff. Sadly, we have an issue with shipping, so our online classes don't get a good amount of swag. But when we do demos and classes, you will not see me using any other bottle but a Dr. Brown's bottle. And really, it is because of this venting system. Like, no joke, kids. This venting system, they are the only bottle that is on the market that has this exclusive venting system. So now these are the options bottles, and you know that they're the options bottles because it's green. The old Dr. Brown's had a blue insert. These have a green insert, which means that you could use them with or without the venting system. And what the venting system does, and it really, really, really does do, it reduces colic, it reduces spit up, it reduces gas, it reduces burping, and it eliminates the negative pressure and air bubbles in a bottle. Because see, you can see that it has like this little vent in there. This is actually open here. I don't know if you could actually see it. You could see a little bit, right? You could see me through it. So what it does is when the baby's drinking and has these little bottles, the little bubbles, the bubbles go into the venting system and come out the top. And that way they're not re-drinking the bubbles. This is an issue when it comes to those bags, when it comes to other bottles, but this is definitely one of the most beneficial, like seriously, like I really mean it. And I know that they're pricey. And if you look at the items that Twin University recommends, although I do get some hate mail on Amazon, by the way, about how I recommend things that are expensive, I don't purposely recommend things that are expensive. I recommend things that are effective and that are worth the money. Do you see the difference? Because I can be telling everybody, oh, go out right now and buy a Bugaboo stroller. But I never do that because I know that Bugaboo strollers have had a significant history of needing repairs. So although it may be a good stroller, first of all, it's $87 billion, I'm not gonna recommend it. That's not what's gonna happen because not everybody could afford that. And even if grandma's buying it, why should we do that? So I do not purposefully recommend items that are pricey. I recommend items that are effective and are going to be worth you spending your money. So that is why I always recommend Dr. Brown's bottles. And when I recommend the bottles, I do always recommend the wide neck 9 ounce versus the 8 ounce tall. And if here's the reason why. Do you see the concave sides of this? So little babies are going to be able to hold on to it and it's not gonna slip as much versus the traditional bottle, okay? When they have the traditional bottle, it's gonna slip depending on how heavy it is. So that is always why I recommend the 9 ounce wide neck versus the tall traditional. And Dr. Brown's makes a slew of products that continue with your kid's journey. So they make a transition cup. It's actually a 2-in-1 transition bottle. So when you get it, it has the level 3 nipple that I was talking about, right? Hold on, let me take everything out of here. So it's got the level 3 bottle, it's got the level 3 nipple, but it also comes with, besides a little cleaning thing, it comes with a transitionary top. So now here's what's cool about this. Pardon me, I'm gonna open this up old school. Okay? So here's what's cool about this is because your kids will have already gotten used to dealing with this bottle and holding this bottle and whatever. And now, and here's the venting system, when you're done using it as a bottle, as a level 3 bottle, you take this off, you remove the venting system, you have the bottle there, which by the way, ironically matches my tattoo. I'm just saying, Dr. Brown's, I see you, I know what you're doing. Then you switch out the nipple for the little transition top that they give you, and now it's your kid's first sippy cup in the same bottle that they have gotten used to using. Can I use this on other bottles? Yes, it is all interchangeable. So you do not have to buy, you know, an entirely new system. You just need to have the new tops. So please, I'm telling you right now, Dr. Brown's is the way to go if you are registering it. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And just in good times, let's have a final prize, shall we? Final prize time, final prize time. It is time for final prize time. Let's do another $10 Amazon gift card, only because you're gonna need some bucks to buy yourself some transition cups, Dr. Brown's bottles. Oh, by the way, also, they also make, what is the name of this? It is just called the baby's first straw cup. I had to actually look to see what it was. And do you see that it has like a little dongle? I don't even know what this thing is called, but depending on, it's your baby's first straw cup, which by the way, Marnie, if you have oral motor development issues, you should go to a straw cup sooner than later. But one of the biggest issues with the freaking straw cup is that when your baby is drinking out of the straw just stays stationary into wherever the straw is coming down. But Dr. Brown's made the baby's first straw cup, and it has a little dongle that will always move. Do we like the word dongle? I don't actually think they call it a dongle. It probably has a name. What's the name of this, Jewel? I don't know what they call this bottom piece. So it has a little bottom piece that no matter where your kid is drinking out of the straw cup, it is always going to grab the fluid on the bottom. And they also make sippy bottles too. So when you're transitioning from a bottle to a sippy cup, see this top? I should have taken this out of this package, but of course it's wrapped up. For the protection of your children, this is wrapped up in a store. But honestly, I think it would be easier to break into the treasury a la Nick Cage movie. I think that was an easier time than getting into the packaging of these. So this has handles. So if you do not like to see that this is the taller one and it has handles, and then your baby could just drink, and you got that too. So I would love two things from you. Okay, if you wanna win Amazon gift card, all I really just want you to do is say shout out thank you to at Dr. Brown's, because it's called a flexible straw, Julie just told me. I really just want you to thank them, and not just thank them because they're a partner of ours and because this is a sponsored opportunity, but they never say no to us. Ever say no. We work with a lot of people. They are so wonderful to work with, and their products are exquisite. When we have families that have micro preemies, or we have families that are really, you know, in need of something, it's just, they are always there for us. So just like they are making products that are always there for your babies, the heart is actually in their corporation. And I'm not saying that the rest of the corporations in the universe stink. I'm saying that you could see why they spend so much time and so much money on product development and research and getting their bottles out there and working with nonprofits like Graham's Foundation, which is for micro preemies. They're just extraordinary people. So that is really what I want you to just say thank you. I want you to see them. I want you to recognize them for who they are, and not just as a partner of Twiniversity, but like as a humble pillar in the baby industry. There's, when you go to these baby trade shows, there is 86 bazillion different companies that are selling you, this is new and that's new and this bottle does this and this bottle does this and this bottle does this. And Dr. Brown's just basically sits there and says, this is what we do. So if you want to win, it's going to be a $20 Amazon gift card, which will help you cover your Dr. Brown's flexible straw cups or transition cups or baby bottles or whatever. It would be our honor to give that to you. So just shout out and say thank you. And look, Jamie's even confirming what I said, that they provide, you know, products to the NICU. They're really, 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 really exquisite people. Guys, I just want to say thank you too from me to you. If you have a minute, I would love if you would go review my book on Amazon if you read it, or if you would just go on to Twiniversity and review our classes if you got to take them. I hope to see you very, very soon. I am waiting for this summer to end so that I can get back on our regular schedule and the twins go back in school and me and Julie have a regular workday again instead of me working at midnight, 2 a.m. or 6 o'clock in the morning. It is crazy. And congratulations, Mo Brown, you have won our $20 Amazon gift card. Thanks so much for playing with us today. I thank you, Julie. Thank you, all of our regular Twiniversity people. Thank you so much. And until next time, and I will see you next time. I'll actually see you on Friday or Thursday. Julie, when will I see them? We have something coming up. Jewel will tell you. We have another live feed coming up on Thursday and Friday. More prizes, cool prizes, great prizes, prizes that you're gonna love too. So know that you will see me this week. Keep an eye out. Make sure that your alerts are on for when we have a live feed. And guys, see you later, alligators. I love ya, and thanks so much for watching. Bye, kids.